So we have been doing the Spiritual Gifts Discovery Series throughout the whole summer, but September, Rally Day, it's a good time to remember why we're doing this. And the reason we're doing this is to help each of you to see that you are uniquely gifted by God. That God has worked things in you and he has put you together in a unique combination in ways to serve him and to serve others. And so that's why we encourage you to do the Spiritual Gifts Discovery assessment that you can find online. You can always grab a book from Katrina after the service, our equipping coordinator. But that's also why we were making sure that once you know your top three gifts, we want you to take key tags from the cart back there. Three key tags with your top three gifts and put them on your keychain so that you remember what your gifts are. Because the gift is one, and the gifts are many, and the goal is one. The gifts is one, the gifts are many, the goal is one. The gift is one, and that's kind of symbolized by that key ring. The gift is one. It's a gift of salvation through faith in Jesus. That is the one gift that we all are given through the gospel. You are given the gift of salvation through faith in Jesus. The gift is one. But the gifts are many. There are many. We, you know, our little assessment puts them as 16 different gifts. And then you put all those combinations together, and it's amazingly how many different combinations there can be of your three gifts and all of us in here. We are uniquely made by God. The gifts are many, but the goal is one. And that's on the other side of the key tape. The goal is one, to be equipped by God to pray, eat, love. All these gifts are ways that God has equipped us in order to help each other be encouraged in the gospel. And just as a reminder, pray, eat, love, that's the language that Bethel uses. Pray is anything that builds you up in the faith, like worship and singing and praying and reading the word together. Eat is anything that helps you build relationships. Relationships with one another, relationships outside the congregation. 9 o'clock, we build relationships over coffee and a lot of food. All right, on Sundays. And then pray, eat, love. Love is when you have that chance for spiritual conversation, really talking to one another about something spiritual in your life, and that cycle keeps going. So the gift is one, faith in Christ, salvation in Christ. The gifts are many, all your unique gifts. The goal is one, equipped by God to pray, eat, love. As we've been doing, Katrina Johns went out and interviewed someone with this week's gift, and she found Kathy DeLassus and the gift of teaching.
Well, as you can see, I am standing in the middle of the Bethel Preschool Playground. So, I bet you can guess what I'm going to talk about. Train a child as he should go, and when he is old, he will not stray. That is from Proverbs 22, verse 6. That was the vision statement that Bethel Preschool started 33 years ago. 33 years, and I have had the joyful privilege of being part of Bethel Preschool from the beginning. And so has this guy. This is Brown Bear. But it's not a story about me. It's a story about the Bethel congregation that understood the importance of supporting parents as they teach and train about God's love. Now sure, we teach colors and ABCs and shapes, but we also teach about Jesus, how Jesus is a child's best friend and will be with them always. Now, At the beginning of this interview, there was a question how my teachings have been a blessing to Bethel Preschool. I think another question could be, how has the teachings of Bethel Preschool been blessings to others? It's an easy answer. All I have to do is think about the hundreds and hundreds of children that have come through our doors. And after 2 years, they walk out of here, not only with kindergarten readiness skills, but they walk out of here with Jesus in their heart and hopefully the beginning of a lifelong journey with Jesus. The end!
Disappointed that Kathy's not more enthusiastic about preschool and teaching. Oh, that's wonderful. And I, you know, she flipped the question around, right? We wanted to honor the fact that she has the gift of teaching. But she flipped it around and said the teachings have been a blessing to others. And that's really the thing with the gift of teaching. You know, to understand, clearly explain, and apply the Word of God so that others can better know His truth. It's not just about the person having that gift. It's about them having that gift so that it can be, the Word of God can be a blessing to others. I mean, that's how all the gifts are, right? It's really not about, it's so great that I have this gift, you know. Instead, it's about, I have this gift. God's given me these gifts so that He can use me to share His love with others. Well, in today's readings, we've got two examples of teachers. The first example is Ezra, and from the Old Testament book of Ezra. And here's the background story. For 70 years, the people of Israel have been in exile. They were taken away to Babylon. Then Babylon, the kingdom of Babylon, got taken over by the Persians, and they're still there. But King Artaxerxes, one of the kings of Persia, said, you know what, you can go back. And actually, there's been some others who've already gone back to Jerusalem. And so Ezra approaches him and says, can I go back? And he's got a mission. He wants to go back and make sure that they're studying the Word of God. Because apparently the people had gotten back there and they were excited to be back in Jerusalem, excited to be back in the homeland, but they weren't necessarily remembering to be studying the Word of God together. And so Ezra goes back. Ezra goes back. He is blessed by God. The king says, yes, here, take some things and go and take some people. And he gets back there. And if you have it open in your bulletins, in verse 10, it's our last verse of that reading today from Ezra. Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to do it, to practice it, and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel. Now, one thing we got to set aside for 1 second. The Old Testament often talks about law, rules, statutes, and we only hear like commandments, like a list of rules. But that's also a way of just talking about all the truths of God. And so when Ezra says, I'm going to study the law of the Lord, he means the whole thing. The law and the prophets, the commands and the promises. And so you got to hear it that way. But notice, he had set his heart to study. And it says to do it or to practice the law of the Lord, the Word of God, and to teach. Study, practice, and teach. That's what Ezra had been called to do. And so he gathers all the people and he teaches. And it's kind of this great scene because he gathers these people and it's a huge crowd. And so he teaches the people right in front of them. They turn around and teach the next people. They turn around and teach the next people. It's like, you know, doing like a mass Sunday school in the courtyard. Like all these people, but we've got to teach one another. But that's because he had this goal to study, practice, and teach. And if you think about it, that sounds an awful lot like pray, eat, love. We study the Word of God together. We hear the Word of God together. We gather and worship in Bible study and Sunday school, and we are, you know, we learn the Word of God together. But then he sends us out to eat, to practice the Word of God, so that if we're out in the community, if we're at school, if we're at work, at home, we are practicing what we have learned from the Word of God. And as we practice, as we spend time together, we have opportunities for love, which we talk about is intentional spiritual conversation. We may be sharing a meal together. We may be just spending time together. We may be working together. But because of the way in which God is using you, maybe he'll give you an opportunity to speak about the hope that you have. So study, practice, teach, pray, eat, love. Now, if you have the gift of teaching, that kind of makes sense. That last one being love is teaching. Like, you want to teach others about the Word of God. And some of you are thinking, I don't have the gift of teaching, so don't tell me I need to be like Ezra. But just think of it as just talking about the hope that you have. Talking about what it is that gives you hope. What it is that you learned this week, what it is that you remember from God's Word. So that Ezra says, study, practice, teach. We say, pray, eat, love. It is, we are called together. And remember that the goal is that we are all built up in the Word of God. That's where discipleship comes in. We keep using the word discipleship around here because it's about learning His Word, being sent out to live it out, and then to talk about it with each other. Think about it like this. It's kind of like vocational training. You come together for class to learn what's some kind of thing that you might be learning about in a vocational setting.
STEM.
What?
STEM.
STEM.
Science. Technology.
Right, you said science. That, you lost me. Okay, something. How about welding?
Yeah.
What's that? You lost me again. Okay, welding. All right, welding, right? And so you're in a class, and they teach you a very specific thing about welding, and then the next step is to go and practice, right, on how to weld, right? Right? Right. Okay. And then after you do it, you come back together and you talk about it. You know, and the instructor says, well, this looks really great. Or, you know, says, oh, that you're all over the place. You're not really welding anything together. All right? That's the same thing with what our life is together as disciples. We're hearing God's word together. And then he sends us out to practice. How are you going to love others today? How are you going to forgive others in your community? How are you going to work for God's justice? How are you going to encourage some other people today? And then after you're living it, it's important that we get back together and we talk about it, love. We talk about it and say, gosh, you know, I thought I knew where God was leading me and I went on a totally different path. Or you get together and you go, I didn't even realize that this might be what God was doing with my life. It's important that we talk about it together. That's discipleship. Let's take another example, Apollos. So Apollos is shows up in Acts, and he's a Jew. He's from Alexandria, meaning he's from Egypt, and he comes to Ephesus, where Paul has already been, and Paul has raised up Priscilla and Aquila, this wife and husband, who are great teachers of the faith. And Apollos shows up, and he's eloquent. He speaks well. He understands the scriptures. He's got this passion for the Lord. He reads it and emphasizes what it means. But Priscilla and Aquila also notice that he's missing a piece. Somewhere along in how the word got to him, he didn't know that it wasn't just John's baptism for repentance, John the Baptist. But now it's truly baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, baptized into Christ. And so I can imagine they were there, they were hearing him, and they were, you know, loving hearing the word from him. And then they took him aside, and they taught him some more. And they blessed him because he was able to speak this word. He had the gift of teaching, but then so did Aquila and Priscilla. And so Apollos, you can see the pray, love cycle in him. He had learned the word. And then he went to find some other people because he wanted to spend time with people, and then he looked for an opportunity to teach. And Priscilla and Aquila did the same thing. They were gathered there in worship. They heard Apollos preaching. And then afterwards, it kind of sounds, you know, they invited him over. Hey, do you want to come over? We're having a backyard barbecue. And as they're having this backyard barbecue, they were able to teach him some more about the faith. And they were having that pray, eat, love. Discipleship is about learning, practicing. And then I guess you could call it debrief. Kind of going back to the vocational idea, it's a debrief. Like, how'd it go? And our life together is to learn, practice, and debrief. And so Ezra, Apollos, Priscilla, Aquila, they're excellent examples of the teaching gift. But before we leave all of that today, I want us to remember that we need many gifts. Even for something like Sunday school and Bible study and rally day, we need many gifts. It's not just the gift of teaching. So here's what I want us to do. This is going to challenge you. You have to know what your gifts are. If you took the spiritual gifts in inventory, you have to know what your gifts are. So it's okay if you have to get your key ring out. Okay? I need somebody who has the gift of teaching. Come right here. All right, come on up, Joanne. Just come stand. You just have to stand. I won't make you say anything or do anything goofy. All right, you just have to stand right here. You're teaching. All right, then I will explain this in a minute, but I need some other gifts. I need administration. Who has the gift of administration? Donna Stutzman, come on up. I need somebody with the gift of giving. Anybody with the gift of giving? Carla, all right, good. All right, just stand next to Joanne. All right, and then who's got the gift of knowledge? Anybody have the gift of knowledge? Was that one of the ones where we didn't have many? You have the gift of knowledge? All right, thank you, Tony. All right, hospitality. Who has the gift of hospitality? Okay. Really? No, I didn't think so. Who has the gift of hospitality? Come on, I'm not going to make you do anything. Okay, thank you, Mary Kay. All right, and then finally, the gift of helps. Who has the gift of helps? Joan, come on up. All right, so this is how it works. Joanne is representing every teacher here at Bethel. You got a lot on your shoulders. All right, she's ready to... I didn't say you had to act goofy. That was your choice. That was your choice, yes. All right, so she represents all the teaching, but she can't teach without people having other gifts. We can't have Sunday school and Bible study and all that without other gifts. And so we need somebody with the gift of administration who will help us get organized and know who's coming to class and have materials and all those kind of things. And then we need somebody with the gift of giving, because in order to teach, in order to have space to teach, we need people who have able to give in a lot of different ways to support this work. And we need the gift of knowledge. Now here's where that comes in. We need parents who say, I know about Jesus, I want my children to know about Jesus. We need spouses who have the gift of knowledge and say, I know about Jesus, I want my spouse to know about Jesus. We need to support one another in encouraging that. We need people with hospitality, because the worst thing that could happen is somebody comes to Sunday school and nobody talks to them. Somebody comes into adult Bible study, nobody talks to them. So we need the gift of hospitality people to be out there welcoming. And then finally, we need the gift of helps, because there's a lot of behind the scenes kinds of things, getting rooms ready and moving chairs and all those kind of things. We need all of these gifts in order for teaching to happen. Let's give our team a hand. All right, you may be seated. We now let you know that all five of you are just, or the six of you, wait, no, that's, yeah, six of you, you're the only ones in charge of Sunday school today. All right. So together we are equipped to pray, eat, love. We are equipped to study, practice, and teach, to learn, to go out to practice and come back and debrief. And we're equipped for all of this because we are equipped so that we can be encouraged in the Word of God. Take it back to Apollos. We're equipped so that there is this excitement about God's Word, and that we help one another because we've received the grace to believe in Jesus, and now we help one another. And we show each other that Christ is our Messiah. He's our, Jesus is the Messiah. He is the Christ. He's the Savior. He's our hope. We are equipped to pray, eat, love, so that we can be encouraged in these things together. God be praised for how he has gifted us. God be praised for his gift of salvation. Amen.